So this is a major social capital project, and it focuses on a number of strands and different disciplines, and it's a partnership that is driven by the four higher education providers in that Atlantic corridor from Limerick, Galway, Sligo, Donegal, right through to Ulster University's campuses at Derry and Coleraine.
And it's looking here in the areas of mental health, entrepreneurship, business management, digitalization.
I think that the beauty of the project is the interdisciplinary nature of it and the way it brings experts and people who are active practitioners in the community together from various different fields and various areas of expertise to work for the betterment of society and the betterment of people right across that northwest region. It has there are three major thematic blocks, if you like, and they're innovation driven. So those three blocks, as we positioned them, look at innovation in a regional context. They look at institutional and cultural factors that can be addressed, if addressed appropriately, can really improve significantly the health and the employability outcomes for people across the Northwest. And the third strand then is technological and infrastructural issues, so opportunities and challenges, if you like. And we've looked at each of those strands in six work packages. So in terms of innovation in the regional context, we're looking at how we nurture and create an entrepreneurial ecosystem that encourages people to engage in business, people to take lead in business, and people to become entrepreneurs in their own right. The second strand of that looks at business scaling. So if you look at how a business goes from a startup to a scale-up to a grown-up business in itself, how you get that middle stage for businesses in that Northwest context. The second thematic area, if you like, in terms of institutional and cultural factors, looks at female entrepreneurship specifically, but it does so alongside an analysis of mental health for public good. So it looks at how we can embrace new technologies to improve the mental health outcomes of people across that Northwest region. Then the third block, the technological and infrastructural aspect, looks at how we might use digitalization and the opportunities around digitalization in addressing opportunities and challenges that pertain to things like travel and transport, international freight connectivity, and how we address the challenges of a post-Brexit scenario where we're working with agencies such as Foilport to support them in the next chapter of how they do their business and commerce.
So it's really a way of looking at a range of different issues that affect people living here in this area, and given in the hope of providing more opportunities and finding out what can be done to provide more opportunities. Would that be correct?
Precisely, and this is the opportunity to research the means and the methods about how we could work more cohesively, work more effectively, and embrace the opportunities presented by technology in improving how we do things and improving the future of work across the Northwest.
Very beneficial as well for the area, because at the minute there's so many people talking about emigrating or talking about leaving the area. So as much as we can do to keep people here so that the opportunities remain here.
For sure. It's a huge investment by the Irish government in the region. The project itself is in around the 4 million euro mark in terms of the support from government for this multifaceted, the various strands of this significant research project. It will create employment in itself. It will create a number of opportunities for researchers to work with the universities and gain PhDs in the process. But it will also engage partner groups. Like, for example, we had Mary McKenna and Claire McGee from Awaken Hub at our launch today. They look after a network of some 2,600 female entrepreneurs, the length and breadth of Ireland. And it's when we get practitioners in the field working effectively with academics in our universities, and doing so cohesively, that's when we can have some really exciting outcomes for the Northwest.